Sure. My name is Rutger, and I'm the founder of Storyterrors.
Excellent. Okay, now, Rutger, some of us will have seen you on Dragon's Den this past weekend, but actually, the programme itself was recorded some time ago, and we'll come back to that in just a moment. But before we get to Dragon's Den, just tell us, what is Storyterrors?
Storyterrors helps people to turn their life story into a book. I wanted to make that accessible to anyone. And we do that by pairing people up with a professional writer that comes and interviews them or over a video call, perhaps, about their life.
And how did this idea come about? Because I think it's got quite a personal link for you, hasn't it?
It does. I spend a lot of time with my grandparents when I was in school, especially over the holidays. And now my grandfather, he used to tell me a lot of stories. I played backgammon with him, and then the stories would just come one after another about the sports that he played, the travel that he did, and also his activity in the Dutch resistance during the Second World War, which obviously piqued my interest. And after he passed away, I realized very quickly that the stories faded much faster than I had expected, and I really regretted that I didn't record them. So I've been thinking ever since how I can resolve that issue and make sure that doesn't need to happen again in the future.
Because that's the thing, isn't it? You do find when you talk to someone for that little bit longer or ask a few more probing questions, you can find out the most remarkable things about people, can't you?
Absolutely. And sometimes it's really hard to find that time. And I think I was lucky with my grandparents to spend some time with them alone, where you do have more time to have conversations. Nowadays, especially, it's very hard to sit down with someone and really go a bit deeper. There's always so many other things to do and so many distractions. And we find that a lot of people learn more, for example, about their parents' lives through conversations with others than talking to their own parents directly.
And how does Storyterrors actually work then? Because I know that you've actually working with a network of writers from all over the world, aren't you?
That's right. We are active in the UK. I mean, we're based here in London. We also have an office in Los Angeles. So we work with the US market and the Dutch market. And in total, we have over 600 professional writers that we have all reviewed their work, interviewed them to make sure they've got great communication skills. And what we then do is when we have a client, we look very carefully at their background and their personality so we can match them with a writer that they feel really comfortable with.
So is it the family member that speaks to the writer, or is it the person with the story themselves?
The person with the story themselves, although very often our product is given as a gift. So a family member will contact us. I would like to capture my mom's or my dad's story. Can you help us? And then we talk to the parent themselves directly to make sure that we find the right writer for them.
And this is clearly something that I think we all talk about, have all talked about, sort of probably since Kingdom Come, really, that we want to sort of preserve the stories and the memories of our family and those that have gone on before us. And I suppose you could argue now in the digital age that you could just sort of like open your phone and record the person. But there's something very different, isn't there, about, like you say, pairing someone up with a writer who really knows how to get that information out of the person.
Yes, and it really is clear what role you have. The writer's role is to ask the right questions and to record the story. When you were to interview, say, a parent, you start to analyze their answers, reflect on yourself, and instead of really listening to their story potentially. I mean, we should all really listen more to each other, I would say, but it's not that easy.
That's true. And you never know what you're going to learn as well, do you? Some wonderful stuff might come out. And what happens then after the writer has worked with the client? So you actually get a real book, do you, from this?
Absolutely. We get a real book and our client is fully in control of what's in the book. We go through multiple rounds of revisions. They send us beautiful photos generally from throughout their lives, sort of the most important photos in their lives. And we print that in full color in a hardcover book. And people give that away to their family and some friends. And what happens after that, which I always hear back, is that people have such incredible conversations. They learned a lot more new things that they hadn't expected about the person that's written the book. But also, sometimes they have different perspective on the same events. And that these books help those come out is really powerful because they lead to such great conversations and much better understanding and much closer family relations.
What do you do, though, if you think that some of the information the person might be telling is a bit Walter Mitty and they might be making things up a little bit?
You have a conversation about it. Maybe maybe, you know, you're both a little bit wrong, and maybe you find out more by asking that question. I think that's the most powerful thing, is to have the conversation that you otherwise wouldn't have.
Which is something that is, as you say, sort of lacking nowadays, I think, and it's a great thing to bring back. And it must be a real privilege for the writers themselves as well to have these interactions.
It is. I mean, the writers really, really love working for us. They're incredibly dedicated to each and every project that they do. Because we've been going for a little bit, we have some writers that have done over 10 projects. And all of them, you know, they see as just a very unique thing to do, because every life is so different and so fascinating.
And that's the thing. And then these things are documented for all time. And I guess it could have a much wider appeal, some of the stories that are more sort of interesting or unique. But as I mentioned, you were on Dragon's Den last night. Now, the programme was recorded some time ago. So first of all, just tell us what the experience is like of being on Dragon's Den.
There's obviously the whole preparation, which is a sort of a big anxiety builder, as you watch a lot of shows to be prepared and you write down a lot of notes. And then on the day itself, we had to wait for about 6 hours in the green room. I was there with my colleague Theo, and he started pacing around the room. I don't know how many steps he took, but he definitely got to his steps for the whole week, I think. I dealt with it a little bit differently. I started chatting a lot with other contestants to try to keep my nerves in check. And then at the point that we heard it's your turn, we were actually really relieved and happy that finally we could do this pitch that we've been preparing for so long.
And clearly the pitch went very well, because you had a great reaction from the dragons, didn't you?
We did. And we were very lucky. They immediately understood not just the product, which they loved, and they loved the way it looked, but also really what we were trying to achieve with the business in terms of making it accessible to anyone to now, you know, capture their life story and turn it into a book.
Which then does beg the question that some people will probably be wondering then, why you actually rejected the offers?
Well, it's kind of in the den, you have very little time to discuss a lot of detail. So ultimately, we got two offers. We accepted one of them in the den. But then afterwards, you continue to meet and have conversations about legal structures and other more, you know, more boring details. And that took quite a long time. And at some point, we lost a bit of momentum. And it was probably better for both sides to move on, and we got investment from a number of other parties.
And yeah, you say investment from other parties and better to move on. It's gone very well for you, hasn't it, since the recording of the show?
It has, yes. We managed to double the number of projects and recruit a number of fantastic writers to be able to work with that, you know, increase in demand. And so we're very happy with where we are.
So I suppose now the great thing about it having aired last night is it's great promotion for the product, isn't it?
It is. And we're so keen to make sure that everyone understands that they, you know, should really write their own life story. Their kids and grandkids do want to hear it. It's important to them. Or if, you know, if they don't enjoy that writing experience themselves, to come to us.
Excellent. And just out of interest then, was it worth doing Dragon's Den in the end? What did you learn from the experience?
Well, I mean, yes, that's a great question. I think you learn how to deal with your nerves and how to prepare and how television is made. I mean, we spoke for a long time with the dragons, and then ultimately that gets edited, and that's something I had personally never experienced. And we've got fantastic reactions. So honestly, I couldn't be happier that we've done it. I was encouraged by a friend, Alex, to do it, and I think it's been really important for the business.
And for yourself as well, it's a very brave thing to do, because you had a successful career yourself, didn't you, in an entirely different industry. And you gave that up to follow this dream, didn't you?
Yes, well, sometimes there's a moment in your life where you think you have a good idea and you think if you don't do it, no one else is going to do it. So you have to give it a go.
That's great advice. Well, let us know where we can find Story Terrace and how we can record these stories then.
Will do. There's basically two ways. People can either go to our social media or our website, which is Story Terrace, that's spelled TERRACE.com, or they can give us a ring on 0208 629 1001.